All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm a little under the weather, but we're just going to go with it. I'm going to do Ripples, and I'm going to do Eternum tonight. Yeah, I was supposed to do them yesterday. It didn't work out like that. I had some other stuff that I was working on, but we're good now, and we'll do it. As for the other two games that I'm supposed to give you guys, I don't know what those are yet, but I'm just going to do 2 hours of those tomorrow. So that'll be it. Then you guys will get your full, you know, hour or whatever. Alright, so let's get started. Oh, shit. That's not what we wanted to do. Save. Where do we go to main menu? How about that? My bad. Not at all. I find it fascinating. So, how's Tiffany doing? She's doing great as far as I can tell. That's good. Did you finish your homework? Shit. I'm gonna do it when I get home. You better. I don't want you to fall behind. I also want you to encourage Darcy to do her homework. If you're not doing it yourself, how can you motivate her? She looks up to you. Sip. It's hard to concentrate when she's wearing this. I wish that for a split second those straps would fall and reveal her breasts. I wonder how big her nipples are. I bet that if... Grim!
Yeah?
Do you like what you see?
Not
sure how I should react to that question. Was she being sarcastic or does she genuinely want to know if I like them? Does seem like she's been flirty and teasing me. There's no reason to lie about it. You caught me, and yes, I do. Oh, my little lover boy, you've been staring me up and down since you walked into the house. Well, that's not true at all. If I let you see them, will you promise me that you'll finish all your homework? Did she really just say that? I promise. This stays between us, okay? I can get into a lot of trouble being your teacher and all.
Oh yeah, I know. You have my word.
Wow. Is my mature body good enough for your liking? Are you kidding me? Your body is exceptional. It's like somebody took a sculpture, made you out of you just big boobs. No.
I don't know about that, but since you love them so much, go ahead and touch them.
Are you sure?
Yes, but that's it. Hurry before I change my mind. You don't have to ask me twice.
Damn. It's nice to feel a man's touch on my body again. It's been a long time.
Well, my hands are available anytime you want them.
Do you know how to give me a massage?
I'm no expert, but I can get the job done.
If you keep your grades up and make sure Darcy does the same, I might let you massage my whole body.
I'm doing my homework as soon as I get home.
Now all of a sudden, you can hear a door opening in the distance and Jackie pulls her straps back up.
Hey, Grandma! I'm in the living room. Did you let Grim in the...
Oh, there you are.
Hey, Darcy.
Grandma, why are you dressed like that? You know a woman of your age isn't supposed to dress... Like a harlot, I've told you about this several times.
No.
This is what I wear to sleep. You're the one that dragged me out of my room and told me to let Grim inside the house when he gets here. Why should I go through the trouble of getting dressed again? She should say, oh, it must have been that darn Alzheimer's again. Maybe I'm getting a little demented. I didn't know what I was thinking.
No.
You're drinking wine and you got your sexy lingerie on. I think I know what's going on.
No, not at all. Not a thing.
Hold on. What are you doing now? Where's it at?
Where's what at? What are you looking for?
The jam, the jelly, whatever you want to call it.
Shut up, Darcy.
You brought jam? I hope it's strawberry jam. That's my favorite.
Yeah, he brought it over just for you, Grandma. I told him how much you love jam.
This girl.
Wait a second, you're screwing with me, aren't you?
Yeah, she is. There's no jam.
Aww. Tiffany makes excellent homemade jam. I'll have her make you a batch and bring it over next time. Really? I'd love that. Well, this is gonna be good. He's gonna spread it on extra thick for you. She's trying to get her eyes out of me. Time to turn this around. You're damn right I am. And it's gonna be a huge mess after I'm finished. You know, I'm starting to think you guys are talking about something totally different. No, we're talking about jam. Alright, but what I'm gonna spread it on is a different story. You goddamn dirty pervert. Me? You're the one that came up with this whole jelly thing. This is a sexual inside joke, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And this weirdo over here thinks it would make a good lubricant. Why wouldn't it? For one, it smells good, and two, it tastes good. Three, it's slippery and also sticky. Sip. Jackie takes another sip of her wine with a slight smirk on her face, as if enjoying the back and forth argument on this unusual topic. If you didn't interrupt me, that would have been my fourth reason. That it's fun. Who doesn't want to be slippery and sticky during those hot times of intimacy? Kind of sounds fun the more she explains it, but damn it, I can't go down this easily. It sounds messy. Not to mention it'll most likely stain everything. Sip. If you're a little worrywart or a neat freak, you can do it in a designated area or go outside. That's not an excuse. You're something else, Darcy. You're quiet, Grandma. What side are you on? I think it's a silly idea. Hee hee. But the more I hear your arguments, I think to myself, sure, why not live a little? It does sound fun. Until everybody's underparts are frickin' stained, I don't know, blue or red or whatever. It's like nobody wants vaginas and penises and balls completely red and blue and the dye will just get everywhere, you know? It's gonna be a mess, and then you have to wash it off, and it's extremely sticky, and it's a mess. It's madness, I say. Who would do such a thing? What a waste of jam. And a homemade jam at that. Hey, Mom, I want you to make some homemade jam. We're gonna totally use it as lubricant and fuck each other with it. Oh, sure, I'll make my best batch. Said nobody fucking ever. Ha! I told you! I can't believe I'm having this conversation with Miss Gilmore. Whatever. You win this time, Darcy, but the war isn't over. Yeah, yeah. Let's go to my room now. I want to show you something. Have fun, and don't forget about your homework. Well, I bet she does want to show him something. I won't. Sip. Give me a second. I need to put some clothes on. Crystal was white. Well, we know she was white, but Crystal was right. Darcy is trying different hairstyles. New hairstyle, huh? I do this sometimes when I get out the shower, so I don't have to brush it. But I thought I could style my hair differently from time to time. Especially when I train, it always gets in the way. Darcy slowly pulls up her panties while arching her back. Whether she's teasing you or trying to be sexy, it's apparent she's doing this for you to see. What a beautiful view. It's obvious she's getting more in touch with her feminine side and it's working. She's stunning. I like the braids. I like your hair either way, but the braids are cute. Not that it matters what you think, but thanks. Guess who I ran into the store at early? Blech. It's a simple sentence. I've even said it myself. Guess who I ran into at the store earlier? Danny DeVito? That would have been incredible, but no. I ran into Shelby. Ugh, I feel bad for you. What did she do this time? She called me a loser and told me to fuck off until she was done because she didn't want to look at me. Don't tell me you left the store until she was done, because I will smack you in the face. Fuck no, I stood there with a smile on my face and acted like I didn't see her. Nice. I would have told that bitch off, though. Trust me, I was thinking about it. What's this on the TV? Oh, that's Chuck Norris. Are you serious? What? We've watched this together several times. I don't know, we've watched so many fighting movies, it's hard to remember them all. I'm guessing this is Mr. Lee himself, and that is... looks like that might not be Chuck Norris. Yep. This is people's favorite Bruce film, but not mine. Still a top three, though. Which one is this? Exit the Dragon. Exit the Dragon. I don't remember that one. Remember Return of the Dragon? Wasn't there one that was just called The Dragon? I can't believe you don't remember the title. I'm disappointed in you. Enter the Dragon. And then there was Return of the Dragon, right? Oh, okay, I remember now. That's a good movie. And the fight between Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris is fucking amazing. If you're watching this video and you haven't seen it, Google it. Check it out on YouTube. Watch that freaking fight. These are both martial artists at the prime of their life, the prime of their freaking skills. And they have a damn good match. Well, okay, I remember now. That is a good movie. You're damn right it is, and don't forget it. So what was wrong with Crystal's laptop? She told me you were helping with something. It's infected with a bunch of malware and other things. Someone hacked her and has access to her files. What? She told me she was planning to tell you about it later, but yeah, it's a bad situation. We need to figure out who it is. Wait, let me guess, they're scammers from India. I've watched a couple of MeTube videos about it. It's been a big problem lately. I'll let her explain it to you. Why are you being so secretive? Just tell me. Because she knows the situation better than I do, and she told me she'd tell you. Whatever, you're no fun. Hey, check this out. I got the Shit Ninja video from Brad. Darcy grabs her phone and shows you the video. Let me see. And get this, he sent me the full video unedited. I bet that motherfucker didn't even delete it. It doesn't surprise me. I'll talk to him tomorrow about it. And look! Half of the video is zoomed in on Shelby's tits and it's all shaky. He did get the ninja part, thankfully, but it's mostly of their back. Well, that sucks. But I've been studying it all day and I'm almost positive it's a chick. You can see the chest coming out a little bit. So either she has tiny titties or she's wrapping them, which is not uncommon for female ninjas to do. You love this whole ninja thing, huh? Fuck yeah, this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened at school. I mean, who else do you know that can say a ninja came into their school and zapped a group of people, then ran off into the sun all gangster style? Nobody. Exactly, and we need to figure out why. Good luck with that. You don't even know what this ninja is. There's something else I'd like to discuss with you. What? What the hell is this? That's Jared about to punch me in the face. Exactly. I taught you better than this. His arm was cocked back forever. And I was just about to try one of the moves you taught me. By that point, you should have already executed one of these moves. Or those moves. You need to start training with me again. I've been gone a whole year, and it looks like you've gotten rusty. I haven't done any training since you left. As I expected, you lazy ass. Stand up. I'll show you a couple of things you could have done in that situation. We're doing this right now? Yeah, we are. It's only going to take a second. Fine. Now get into the same stance as Jared was in the video. You look at the video again and copy Jared's stance. This may be a little different because of the size difference, but the technique remains the same. The first thing you could have done when he grabbed your head was to move your arms to the inside like this. If his grip is too strong, and move your head down like this, and slip out. Then you can either hit his arm away or grab and twist like this. Ow! Okay, I get it. Let go. Good. Now back to the starting stance. The second thing you could have done is knock the arm out of the way like before. And without waiting, grab them behind the knees and drive as hard as you can with your shoulders. If done correctly... you can slam him to the ground and knock the wind out of him. Since Jared was cocking his arm and his center of gravity was slightly off, it's easy even for a smaller person to perform this move. You never want to do that when he's leaning into you. You okay? Yeah, you knocked the wind out of my lungs, you bitch! Oopsie! Darcy, what's going on in there? You better not break anything. Everything is fine, I'm just teaching Grim a couple of fighting moves. If you're going to roughhouse, take it outside. I'm not buying you another TV if it breaks. Sorry, Grandma, there'll be no more roughhousing inside the house. Thank you. Stand back up, I still have a couple more moves to show you. I promise I won't follow through this time. I got carried away. If you do, I'm not holding back. Go ahead, give me all you got. Be careful what you wish for. Yeah, the next move is straightforward and the one that you should have done. It's best for someone without much experience. Why don't you start with that one then? Because it's a dirty move. You better explain it to me this time and not perform it. I wasn't going to. Alright, what's the simple move? All you had to do was kick him in the balls.
Boom! There you go.
That's it? Jared would have dropped like a sack of dildos. You mean a sack of potatoes? No, that's boring. If you kick me in the balls, I'm not going to. Just making sure. There's one last thing, but doubt you would want to do it, though. It's more of a female thing? That's pretty sexist, don't you think? Fine, I'll show you then. Instead of kicking or kneeing them, you could always... Whoa! Just grab their balls and squeeze with all your might. If you squeeze, I'm going to give you the worst titty twister known to man. Now that's sexist. Why would only men know? Shut up, you know what I mean. Darcy starts to squeeze a little harder. That's it! You grab one of Darcy's nipples through her shirt and give it a twist. Eek! Let go or I'll twist harder. You son of a bitch! You're twisting harder than I'm squeezing. Balls are more sensitive than nipples. No, they're not. Yes, they are. And how would you know? You don't have a nutsack. I do. I have both, so I think I would know which one is more sensitive. Okay, let go and I'll follow. Fuck no, you started this, so you let go first. Looks like we got ourselves a Mexican standoff. It seems so. We let go at the same time. Fine, but if you don't let go, I'm gonna twist your nipples straight off. On three. 1, 2. What are you waiting for? You're gonna let go on three, right? Yes. Stop squeezing my fucking nuts already. I would have let go by now if you didn't decide to give me a purple nurple. All you have to do is stop twisting my tit. Zip. Okay. 3. Don't give me that look. You started it. I was barely squeezing. Barely is all it takes. My nipple is burning right now. Good. You get what you deserve. I should have squeezed harder, you cock breath bitch. Then I would have twisted harder, you sour smelling skank. Sorry. Oh, now you won't apologize. Yes. Now you're giving me that puppy dog eyes. That's not gonna work. Then how about my sensei teaches me the correct way to handle them? So that won't happen again? She wants to do the whole practice thing again. I'll play along, for now. I don't know, you've been a bad student. I don't think you deserve it. Then punish me then. But not too much, my tushy is still sore. Fine, but I won't take it easy on you the next time you step out of line. Here, let me help you get these pants off. That's the least I can do. Darcy! That's very kind of you, Darcy, but next time you need to ask before touching me. I'll let it slide this time. She finishes taking off your pants and then you sit on the bed. You're not hard this time. That's what happens when you mishandle testicles! Okay, Sensei, tell me the correct way to handle your testicles. Hold your hand out. Hand out. Now, I want you to pretend you have a very tiny baby bird in your hand, and you have to be very delicate. Like this? Yes, just like that. Does the little baby bird have a name? No, you can name him whatever you want. Are you sure it's not a female bird? I don't know. Why don't you take a look? Carefully. Darcy carefully turns over the imaginary baby bird and takes a look. How am I supposed to tell the difference between a male and a female baby bird? She's fucking with me now. I have no clue. Just pick a name and let's move on. I will name him James then. You see the way you've been handling James? Yes. That's the way you need to handle testicles. Can I give it a try? I think I'm ready. Go ahead. But remember, little baby James. Darcy applies what she just learned and moves her hand under your testicles. There you go. You're doing an excellent job. Whoa! Aha, that face. She loves role-playing this innocent student character. Fascinating, huh? Can I name your testicles too? If it helps you remember to be more delicate with them, I'm all for it. Weird how we call them testicles. It makes you think of Testicles. Like, you know. I don't know. Testicles, he was always starting crap with the philosophers, you know, in Greece. He was like, let me put that to the test. Let me put that to the test. And finally Socrates said, I've had enough. Wham! Kicked him in the balls. Ah! Ah, why did you hit me in these round things? Ah, we'll call them testicles. After you, you son of a bitch. If it helps you remember to be more delicate with them, I'm all for it. I will name the right one Dr. Kenneth Noisewater and the left one James Westfall. Great names. Your teaching style is the best, Sensei. I will always remember little baby birds when I see testicles from now on. Thank you, Darcy. I'm glad my teaching style is effective. What if I want to give Kenneth and James a kiss? As long as you're gentle, I'm sure they'd love a kiss. I don't know. I'm kind of nervous, Sensei. There she goes with the shy student act. I wonder if she truly is nervous and that acting thing helps her out. You don't have to do anything you're not comfortable with. Darcy pauses and stares at your scrotum as if contemplating whether to follow through or not. No, I think I can do it. Well, she did that. And that. Is that gentle enough? Kiss. Yes, that's perfect. I think Kenneth and James are really enjoying it. They sure are. Man, they sound like lawyers. I love giving them kisses, Sensei. Your hands-on teaching is the best. Nothing beats practical experience. Whatever you want to learn, I'm more than happy to help you. There is another thing I want to learn, but I'm afraid I'll be terrible at it. And what is that? I don't know if I want to say it. It's pretty lewd. Oh, Darcy. I know what you're thinking. Don't worry. We can try it. Are you sure you are ready? I think so. All right, slowly, put your hand on top of mine. No, that's not what I was thinking. Hand holding is far too lewd for me. There's no way I'm ready for that yet. I apologize, Darcy. You're such a fast learner that I thought you were ready. You say while giving Darcy head pats. Sensei, I don't think I'm ready for head pats either. Is she blushing? Wow, I guess head pats are too wholesome even for the real Darcy. Oh, God. I should have gotten your consent before I did that. It's okay. Maybe we can save that for another day. What is it that you wanted to try then? I wanted to try that? That? What's she gonna do? Flick it with her finger? You know, like one of those things. I used to have these door stoppers growing up. like when we were kids, we would pull on them and they would, you know, they're little springs. They go, you know, so just sit there and you could actually play them. You could move one up and just, and when you would move it up, it would just go back and forth and it would go boom, 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 boom. And my grandmother used to give me crap because I would sit and play with that damn thing when I was bored. I mean, these were the days before cell phones, so we made our own fun. So yeah, I imagine, considering how hard he is right now, you could do that. Try what? Fellatio. Fellatio? Yeah, we can do that. Where do I start? The head. Start by giving it kisses, just like you were doing for Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry? You mean Kenneth and James? Yeah. Kenneth and James. Attorneys at law. Here goes nothing. Darcy stops inches from your head with a strange look on her face. Sensei? What's the matter? Were you also giving lessons to Crystal? She's one of your students, right? Well, yes, she is one of my students. I think I can smell her. We can stop the lesson if you want. Darcy looks again to the head of your cock and shrugs if she doesn't care. It becomes a test of will. Some women will be like, can I do this? It's like, how much meat can I put in my mouth at one time? Rawr! You know, like you see on some of those with the YouTubers, they take a whole sausage and just pull the whole thing out of their mouth. Like, how in the world? Where, you know, that. Darcy gives delicate kisses to the head of your penis, so delicate that it almost tickles, but in the best way possible, sending small shivers of pleasure up your body. How am I doing? Good. Nice and gentle, just like you were with Harry and Ron. Kenneth and James? Yes, Kenneth and James. Attorneys at Balls. I remember the names, just like fucking with her. Does Sensei like my delicate kisses? Yes, you're doing an excellent job. I have no critiques at all. Okay, the next step would be to slowly add in some tongue with those kisses. I think I can do that. Okay. A lot of people say, well, Grim, why would this be necessary? Well, a lot of people are watching porn that doesn't really tell them how to do the thing. So somebody that watches this might be like, hold on, I might be able to take pointers from this. And they might actually learn that you just don't go wham down, you know, because it might not be good, right? So you're like, let's see how much I can do. It's like diving underwater. 1, 2, 3, ah! Yeah. Continuing with her soft and light kisses, Darcy begins to add her tongue into the mix. Her tongue barely touches your head in a slow and methodical manner. Oh, is this enough tongue? Yes, I was thinking more of a French kiss tongue, but the tender licks are a step above. I approve. Am I an advanced student now? You're getting there. This isn't as hard as I thought it would be. Yeah, it seems like you don't need my lessons. You already have exceptional skills. I've been doing my homework and practicing in my spare time. It seems so. Are you ready for the next step? I think so. There's no need to be nervous, Darcy. You've been remarkable at everything so far. Okay, so where does Darcy go to next? I don't know, but anything could happen on the next episode of Ripples coming at you next week. Stay tuned. Eternum is next, guys.